This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time for the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Hey there. Good morning, Lulu.
And you are in Luxembourg.
That's right. I'm on a road trip from Amsterdam to Prague.
And is it beautiful?
Man, is it beautiful. It's mountainous. It feels like everything looks like a park here.
Well, we're going to bring you right back to the puzzle now. Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Sam Ezerski of Jersey City, New Jersey. I said, think of a famous Broadway musical in two words. Change one letter in it to the preceding letter of the alphabet. Remove the space so you have a solid word. And the result will name something that all of us are in. What is it? Well, the musical is Mamma Mia, the ABBA musical. You change the last M to an L and you get Mammalia, which is the class of mammals that we're all part of.
That's right. And we had 800 responses, and the winner is J.B. Lawton of Dublin, Ohio. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
I heard your wife competes in crossword tournaments.
She does indeed. She's been competing at Will's National Crossword Puzzle Tournament for about the last 15 years. I tried the first couple years with her, but I was serious cannon fodder, so I can't do them under time like that.
Oh, well, and I hear you have an interesting collection.
I do. I enjoy playing board games and collecting board games, and I probably have, about 1,000-some games all told.
Wow. What's your favorite?
At the moment, I'm enjoying a game called Scythe, The Rise of Fenris, a crazy kind of steampunk game.
Sounds fun. All right. Well, here's another game I think you're going to enjoy. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I've got my Planet Money t-shirt, my KNPR sweatshirt, my travel socks, and tote bags and coffee mugs for inspiration.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, JB. Today I've brought a game of categories based on the word Euros. For each category I give, name something in it starting with each of the letters E, U, R, O, and S. For example, if the category were three-syllable girls' names, you might say Erica, Ursula, Rosalind, Odelia, and Samantha. Any answer that works is okay, and you can give the answers in any order.
Okay.
All right, first one is colors.
Colors. Emerald.
Emerald, good.
Red, orange.
Yes.
S is scarlet, and U would be umber.
Umber, nice job. Category two is countries in Africa and the Mideast.
Africa and the Mideast. Uganda, Rwanda.
Yeah. Yes.
Oman.
Yes.
Sudan. And
yes.
The Emirates. Does that count?
Emirates. That's, it's actually United Arab Emirates.
Okay. Well, Egypt.
Egypt, yeah. All right, next category is musical instruments.
Euphonium.
Nice. And, most people would say English horn, you know, but euphonium, nice.
Well, I saw the U, so can I misspell euphonium and do it again? let's see.
Okay, for a U, think Hawaii.
Oh, ukulele.
That's right.
Soprano sax.
Okay, saxophone. Saxophone works.
Rhythm guitar?
I'll give it to you. Also the recorder and rebec. And how about an O?
Think a church.
Oh, organ.
Organ. Also the oboe works. And here's your last category, chemical elements ending in I-U-M.
I-U-M. Strontium.
Yes.
Uranium.
Yes.
Europium.
Nice.
Osmium.
Yeah, all you need's an R.
And isn't there one of the new ones, rentgenium or something?
Oh, man, most people would say radium, but yeah, there's rentgenium, so good job.
Yeah, that was really great. How do you feel?
Relieved.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And JB, what member station do you listen to?
My wife and I are sustaining members of WCBE and WOSU here in Columbus, Ohio.
Wonderful. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Dominic Talvatio of Chicago. Think of an article of apparel in 8 letters. Drop the last 2 letters. Move what are now the last 2 letters to the front, and you'll get an article of apparel in 6 letters. What is it? So again, article of apparel, 8 letters. Drop the last 2, then move the new last 2 to the front, and you'll get an article of apparel in 6 letters. What articles of apparel are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own traveling puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.